What up, guys? I'm doing the podcast right now off my phone. I'm currently waiting for my friend to fucking tell me that they're ready to call and shit. I'm bored. Let's talk about some wrestling. Sorry for the audio, and I'm sorry for the goddamn anime in the background. I'm watching One Piece. Do not judge. I am back from my four-month absence. But pro wrestling this week was fucking... was nothing that special. I think the only big thing was this month was Wrestle Kingdom. That's honestly the best thing. This Sunday is Hard to Kill for Impact, and this Wednesday wasn't really anything special except the Kenny Omega segment, him and the Good Brothers, and that's it. Really, in professional wrestling this week, nothing that special. Yeah, nothing that special. The Good Brothers debuted in AEW. Ibushi beat Jay White and Naito to become the double champion in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Yeah, nothing really happened, but let's just talk about random wrestling things and random wrestling thoughts. Fucking Ibushi is probably the most underrated wrestler in the world right now. This man put on two fucking classics back to back on the 4th and the 5th, and nobody is raving about it. Nobody is giving it the props it deserves, and I honestly think that's bullshit. Ibushi is one of the most talented pro wrestlers in the fucking world. In the world. And nobody is talking about it. Nobody's raving about how fucking Jay White and Ibushi probably put on the best match at Wrestle Kingdom. No one talking about it. No one even cares about it. And I honestly think fucking people are sleeping on New Japan like they were in 2014 and 15. People are sleeping on New Japan Pro Wrestling. And I think that is fucking bullshit. How the hell do you... New Japan Pro Wrestling, hands fucking down, has the best pro wrestling in the fucking planet. It may not be the biggest company, but the wrestling is better than any wrestling in the world. It's better than AEW, Ring of Honor, fucking NWA, Impact, WWE, NXT, etc. New Japan has the best professional wrestling in the world. And that may be just my opinion, but it honestly, all their matches... live up. They fucking have they always have excellent matches. They always have beautiful fucking matches. And no one fucking cares. Literally. Back in the summer of last year, or whenever it happened, Evil turned on Naito. No one cared, bro. No one fucking cared about that. They talked about it one day or 2 days in the fucking... community. That's it. Story ended. I honestly think New Japan slept on, and they need to build up more foreign stars. And I feel like that's what they're doing with Jay White, but Jay White's leaving, so he's fucking gone. He's out of the picture. He's most likely going to WWE, but we'll talk about Jay White leaving after we're done with this topic. But is New Japan slept on? Yes. Just because people don't talk about it. It's not like New Japan's ass. And it's not like it's Impact. Everyone knows Impact Wrestling is fucking garbage. Like, you don't have to have a fucking brain to know it's fucking garbage pro wrestling. The only best thing in Impact is the women's division. That's fucking it. Everything else is garbage. But literally, you have people talking about Impact more than New Japan. And that's fucking bogus. That is bullshit, man. Because New Japan has has phenomenal matches. They literally have the best pay-per-view every year. But no one wants to talk about it. No one ever wants to mention New Japan. Everyone just wants to talk about AEW, WWE, fucking Impact Now. Bro, literally, Ring of Honor probably had one of the most greatest tournaments of its history last year. No one cared about it. No one talked about it. Yes, everyone talked about it when they ended, when they crowned the champion, but that's it. But New Japan, honestly, after they lost Omega, Bucks, Hangman, they didn't really have Hangman, but when they lost Omega and the Young Bucks and all of them, that's when New Japan started to fall, and that's when it started to decline. And I honestly think they need to build up their foreign stars. They honestly need to have that top foreign star again, like they had with AJ, Kenny, fucking Finn, all those guys. They need that one fucking guy that can take them to the promised land like Kenny did. And it's honestly sad that Kenny left. But they need to have foreign guys again. They need to have that chemistry that they had with the American fans. They literally don't anymore. And it's fucking sad how in 2018, 17, 16, everyone was fucking talking about New Japan. Everyone was like, New Japan's the greatest. New Japan's the GOAT. New Japan's awesome. And now New Japan really isn't nothing except fucking, oh, you saw that New Japan match? Yeah, I heard about it. I didn't watch it, though. Like, that's how people talk about New Japan now. And I honestly think New Japan slept on. It's one of the greatest fucking wrestling promotions of all time. They have one of the most prestigious wrestling championships in the fucking world. The IWGP heavyweight title was only held by 8 men in 10 years. Since fucking 2011 and now, only 8 men held that title. 8 fucking men. And if that does not say anything, then I don't know what the fuck can say about that title. That title is so prestigious. But Jay White reportedly is leaving New Japan. And reports are coming out that he wants to go to WWE. Triple H is really interested in him. And we're going to talk about, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? And we're going to give 2 fucking points on why it's good and why it's bad. Let's start off with the good. The good thing is he's going to get exposure more to the American fucking fans. And he's going to have more exposure to the WWE. Because WWE is the biggest fucking promotion. He's going to have more exposure. The pay is going to be better, and I honestly think him going to NXT, he can do really good things. He can feud with Gargano, Ciampa, Adam, fucking Finn, Pete, Cross, all those guys in NXT he can compete with. And let's say he do go to the main roster. You got Roman, Seth, AJ, fucking Drew, Orton. You have all those guys. And I think that's the best thing for fucking Jay White, because he's going to have that exposure. He's going to be in America. And the fucking pay. You know WWE is going to pay this motherfucker good just to leave Japan. But here's the bad things. 1, creative. If Vince McMahon doesn't see anything in you, you're done. Doesn't matter who the fuck you are. You can have the biggest six-pack. You can be the biggest man in the world. You can be the most athletic. You can be the most talented. Doesn't matter what you are. If Vince doesn't like you and he doesn't see nothing in you, you're just done for. You're dead in the water. And that's the bad thing. If Jay White goes to WWE, he's taking a chance and becoming a big name or becoming a fucking jobber and becoming a loser. Becoming people like Ricochet, Aleister Black, Andrade, all those fucking guys that were huge in independence, huge in different companies, and then left to go to WWE and then became dog shit. But that's the bad thing. Creative. He's, honestly, Jay White is a character that let him control what the hell he wants to say, let him control what he wants to do, and he will deliver on those fucking things. His character in New Japan is fucking phenomenal. But put him in WWE in a PG atmosphere, I don't think that will work for him. I think he will fucking flop. Unless he changes his gimmick and changes the whole character. And here's the thing. If he goes to WWE, he has an opportunity and the chance of getting his name changed. And I don't think anyone would fuck with that. Because Jay White is such a fucking badass name. So, that's the negative thing going to WWE, leaving New Japan. One, the creative is dog shit. And they may ever, like, they may not even use that dude like that. So, who knows, man. But if he goes to AEW, I don't think he will fit in AEW at all. AEW is such a fucking mess right now. I don't even think I think if you put people like Jay White in AEW, they will outshine everybody that's at the top. Jay White will easily outshine Orange Cassidy, Chris Jericho, fucking MJF. I honestly think he will outshine Moxley. He will outshine a lot of those top guys and make them look like fucking jokes, bro. Jay White is such a talented act that he can make anybody in the ring look second best. And that's a fucking amazing thing to have in a pro wrestler. I don't think he would go to AEW. If I was him, I wouldn't. If I was Jay White and I was leaving New Japan, I will go to WWE. Take the chance, take the gamble, please. AEW, look at what they did. Look at what they did to people like fucking Lance Archer, Brian Cage, fucking all those guys that left, went to AEW, and look at what they're doing. Fucking Brian Cage lost to a fucking emo faggot. Like, get the fuck out of here. Lance Archer is literally arguing with a fucking man from New York and then a fucking UK guy. Like, get the fuck out of here. AEW is not the best fit for Jay White. PS1, who the fuck? Sorry for the yawn. That's the first yawn. Ooh. But who the fuck on AEW can compete with Jay White? Kenny? Heyman? Moxley? Cody? That's not a lot. That's not a lot of names. Like, bro, AEW is not a good place for people like Jay White. I honestly think AEW can't have people like Jay White in their PSN. They would just make them look fucking, they would outshine all the top performers. And it's just stupid. So, I think the best fit for Jay White is to go to WWE, take that chance, take that gamble, and risk it. See what he can get. And fucking, I think that would be the best thing for him. Now, let's talk about some Twitter beef that been going on this week with Sammy and T-Bar. Bro, T-Bar is a fucking joke. I do not like fucking T-Bar. He's a fucking joke, man. This guy literally was in NXT. He was a good name. Having great matches with Keith Lee. Being in good fucking feuds. He goes up in the main roster with a fucking hockey mask. With all black. With fucking bald head now. With fucking red paint on his face. He looks like a fucking retard. T-Bar just looks like a fucking complete idiot. His fucking movement in the ring is garbage. Fucking Retribution is so fucking ass. It's just unbearable how fucking garbage they are. even Mustafa Ali is fucking trash. He's fucking garbage. Like, well, I know everyone was talking about his fucking promo that he did on Wall Talk or whatever that dumb show is. That promo wasn't even all that, bro. That promo was low-key ass, too. But Retribution is just a fucking L. It's a fucking garbage-ass fucking group. But you had Dijakovic talking about Sammy, saying that Sammy stole his move 4 years ago and how he would steal Sammy's move, but he just copies off Ricochet. And Sammy replied with talking about he used the move from a backyarder and he only used it to get that move more exposure out in the wrestling world. And he basically told T-Bar that since you're not going to do nothing on Monday and being catering, watch the new vlog. I thought that was a good ass thing. T-Bar responded talking about fucking, I came up with that move in the ring. I didn't take it from no backyarder. Da-da-da-da-da. Stop making jokes about rape. Like, that was a weak-ass comeback. And honestly, the whole part was, like, honestly ass. Fucking. The whole thing was fucking low-key ass. But T-Bar just keeps on using Twitter, and that's the only thing he's good at. It's not even fucking pro wrestling. He really sucks at it. He's only good for fucking using his fingers to type on a fucking screen and talk shit about someone else. That's all he's fucking good for. He literally sucks in the ring. He's boring. He fucking is a walking flop. And I bet $5 if that man ever gets released, his fucking ass is gonna blame creative and be like, well, they gave me all this shitty gimmicks. Dude, you're garbage, but take your bitch ass back to the bingos. But that happened on Twitter. Fucking, what else happened? I don't know what else happened in the wrestling world. Loki forgot. But the best show this week was AEW, no hands down. NXT really didn't have nothing that special. Fucking Raw was garbage. SmackDown tonight was, it was fucking ass. Fucking Adam Pearce, that guy, he's just a weird fucking dude, bro. WWE literally said there's no more GMs, no more none of that bullshit. But then you have Adam Pearce making matches, making rules, doing all that GM shit. Like, what the fuck? He's the unofficial general manager. Like, it's just stupid as fuck. I don't know why they just don't make it official. And if they did make it official, then I don't fucking remember. Or I forgot. It's fucking nighttime. I don't remember shit. But He's gonna face Roman Reigns. Like, honestly, that whole fucking, honestly, that fucking sucked. The whole, he won the gauntlet. Imagine fucking Shinsuke Nakamura getting over again. Just for him to not even have the opportunity to face Roman at fucking Royal Rumble. But, oh, tonight, let Adam Pearce take away his opportunity and give it to Kevin Owens. That's so fucking smart. Even though Shinsuke was the second last man in the fucking gauntlet match that got screwed, Shinsuke should have been the one to get the opportunity. Not no fucking Adam. Not no Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens lost. How many times? Kevin Owens lost at the pay-per-view. He lost in the steel cage. It's done with, bro. Owens can't come in clutch. Shinsuke Nakamura deserves that opportunity, and I hope he gets it soon. Because that man put up a hell of a fight in the gauntlet, and he put up a hell of a fight tonight with fucking the Uso. So what the fuck, bro? They should have gave Shinsuke the opportunity. I don't know why Owens is getting a third shot already when he hasn't even done shit. He didn't beat anybody. He didn't do anything. He just came out, took the spot, and now he's facing Roman at the Rumble. But that happened on SmackDown so far, I guess. But the Royal Rumble next week, I'll give my predictions about the Royal Rumble, because I don't really know who the fuck's gonna win it. I'm not gonna talk about who I think will win. I will leave that for next week's episode. And this week's episode is all about, is New Japan overrated or over? Is New Japan underrated or overrated? And it's underrated as fuck. But that was today's episode. I'm tired as fuck, bro. I don't know what to talk about anymore. I could ramble on about other shit. But, who fucking cares? But, yeah, bro. Good night, guys. Whatever you listen to this. Have a nice day and sub to the YouTube channel. Angel Wrestling Podcast with an X, not an N, and subscribe to Angel Montez on YouTube. Follow the music. Follow me on Instagram. Thank you all. Have an amazing day. Love you guys. Goodbye. Good night. Bang. Bye bye.